It is now time for our human being of the week. Somebody was very humane. Somebody was exemplary. Somebody did stuff we never do here.
Well,
who's our human being of the week?
So our human being of the week is Brad Marshall out of North Carolina. He did something very, very nice.
Well,
there was a chick who was working at a Starbucks, and she was working at a Starbucks, and she needed a babysitter, and he stepped in. She couldn't find childcare for her daughter, and he stepped in and said, "You know what? I'll watch her. I'll take care of her for the day."
So she gave her baby to a stranger.
Well, no, she was there. They were in the same place.
He was a state trooper too.
She gave her baby to a stranger.
Well, they were still in Starbucks though, so she could watch. So I would imagine that if anything were to go left, she could chase him.
All right. So here's the thing. That was very nice of him to offer to take care of a baby, but me as am I suspicious as I'm suspicious of any man that wants to be around children.
Well, he didn't want to be around children. I think he was there to get coffee, and her baby was there, you know, inside a little manger. It's been forever since my kid was a kid.
I think you're on the wrong story. You're about a month late with this story.
Inside the baby carrier on the table, and she was in tears. She didn't know what to do because, you know, it's a tough thing, and your boss is looking at you, and you're like,
she brought her baby to work.
Yeah,
because
she couldn't find childcare. Right?
Oh, wow.
She needed a job. She needed to pay the bills.
Yeah. And so he stepped in and said, how long did he watch the baby?
I don't know, maybe a couple of hours.
Because usually when a state trooper watches us, it's behind bars. I mean, we're babysitting.
That's why he's a good dude.
He is a good dude. It's 4:30 in the morning.
Put your little possessions in an envelope. That's very good. Let me see, what is his name?
His name is Brad Marshall.
Hey, Brad Marshall, you've done an exemplary thing, and thank you so much for stepping in and doing the human thing. We appreciate it, and you are a human being of the week, and we give you the claps. All right, the Jazzy Report is coming up in 10 minutes on the D.L. Hughley Show.
The most laughs in your afternoon are heard here on the D.L. Hughley Show.
Colorado has revealed its first marijuana vending machine.
You hear that, Dontrell? I won't need you soon. You're going to be placed with F6. Oh, I can't wait.
This is the D.L. Hughley Show.